AJ Jackson thinks about race every day. The UW lacrosse sophomore says she doesn't always feel comfortable on a campus that, as of last fall, is 89% white. Conversations about race and Ferguson and grand juries have not been taking place in Jackson's classrooms. She needed a place to speak her mind and hear what her peers were thinking.
I am a black woman, so these issues really do hit home for me in the community and just things that I think about every day, things that really touch my heart.
That's why Jackson came to the UWL Open Forum, Healing After Ferguson. As part of the program, a wide variety of voices stepped up to the microphone, some people defending police officers and others calling out inequalities on campus. In UWL's 2013 Campus Climate Survey, students and employees of color reported being more likely to experience discrimination and be bullied or intimidated by peers. Jackson says it's time to have tough, honest, and regular conversations about race on UWL's campus. She says it's not going to be comfortable.
We all have to listen to our own point of views, and we all have to come together as a society and realize that we're never all going to see eye to eye on the topic of racism, but it is important to address it, and it is important to remain calm and to remain open-minded and understanding in these uncomfortable situations.
There's a push to have similar events more frequently on campus. UWL officials also hope more people submit hate incident reports when they experience or witness discrimination so the issue can be handled. Another step is moving the conversation beyond the campus borders and into the greater La Crosse community. UWL graduate student Shondell Spivey helped organize a protest in La Crosse after a grand jury decided not to indict a white Ferguson police officer in the death of an African-American teenager.
Ferguson, you know, is the gasoline to ignite the fire that has been happening systematically with racism and oppression.
Spivey has been working with the La Crosse Police Department, trying to develop a relationship among officers, UWL students, and communities of color.
La Crosse is growing, right? Like, whether we want it to or not, La Crosse is growing. And there's a lot of black families here that were affected by that decision. And we want to make sure that our police department is not operating in a biased way towards people of color.
Police Captain Robert Lawrence says he wants to build on those relationships too, especially with people who have negative perceptions of police. He says he became an officer to serve the community, not divide it. Earlier this semester, Lawrence sat on a panel about knowing your rights. Next semester, he'll teach a seminar aimed at educating the public about police use of force.
Unless we start having these conversations and try to breach this void where people hate me because of this uniform I wear, we have to start talking, we have to start understanding, we have to start getting real about, you know, what this is all about.
Lawrence says that's not going to be easy.
This ranks up there with, you know, solving world peace, and, you know, because that's really what it is about peace. It's about understanding, it's about, you know, it's about hatred, and I think there's a lot of things to work on.
And Lawrence says he's proud to be part of that conversation. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.